You're listening to zonemusic.co.uk.
Okay, so we're here with Tom Donovan of Mr. Speaker. Tom, if you'd like to introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about Mr. Speaker.
Cheers for talking to us today. Basically, Mr. Speaker is a local band that started about 2.5 years ago, doing, of all things, Motown cover versions, basically, which is something we still do at the moment. We're a seven-piece band.
Something we don't really have a lot of locally.
Not really, and if you do, then it tends to be older guys, really, not sort of guys in them sort of mid-early 20s, really, which is perhaps a little bit unusual as well. So, that's where we've come from. Adding on to that, I mean, we've got quite a few musicians in the band that have been, that are serious musicians, if you like. I mean, our drummer's away at the moment, drumming sort of professionally, so we're, you know, even though we're a Motown band, there's always been a little bit more to it perhaps than just that, which is where we've got to with the sort of the fundraising things that we've been doing over the last couple of years for the MS Society last year and this year for the MS Trust.
Oh, wicked. So you're a band and you're a good cause as well?
Something like that.
Excellent. Yeah. I was going to say, well, I kind of know you guys as being a little bit of a super group, as you will, because of knowing the various musicians in your band. Something like Will's in Rising Tide, Steph Scott does her solo work and that kind of thing. But yeah, so now you're doing stuff for charity.
Yeah.
What's this all about?
Well, basically, it stems, I suppose, from the fact that my mum's got MS, multiple sclerosis, if I can get that word out, which is a problem really just basically with the brain and the body not quite working properly. I guess everybody knows quite a lot about it. It's quite one of the most well-known ones that's sort of out there at the moment as a disease and a cause. So last year we decided, why not, let's record a Christmas album, let's do a Christmas gig, why not, let's do some Christmas songs.
Excellent.
Everyone wants to, well, most people I know like playing Christmas songs, and it's just seemed like a good fun thing to do. So last year we did that, introduced a few local people on a CD, did a gig at the end of it, a couple of gigs at the end of it, and we raised £950 last year.
Oh, wicked.
So that was the starting point really for where we were going to go on to this year, really.
Oh, that's really cool.
Are you talking like covers when you talk about Christmas songs, or you just
last year
own?
We were
last
year it was purely the covers. Just quite an acoustic thing that we did over at London Road Studios. This year, yeah, we thought, how can we raise it up? How can we raise more money this year? So I'd written an original Christmas song at some point last year. And around June, it seemed like a good idea to me to get it recorded properly, and really try and push that as the natural sort of extension to what we did last year. And it was always going to raise things by being a full band song that we were going to do. The fact it was an original song as well was always likely to give it a bit more of a buzz, we sort of felt. And really, it was just, it just felt like this year everything needed to be bigger and better. So more events, more songs, you know, more artists on the album, more people involved, you know, just everything. It's just more from last year, really.
Oh, excellent. So you've managed to do a whole album of it.
Yeah, 14 tracks are on the album at the moment. Well, they are, because it's finally gone off to get printed, which is a bit of a sigh of relief that that's all done and dusted now.
And that's 14 original Christmas songs?
They're not all original.
Oh, okay.
No, the Mr. Speaker ones are all original. So they're all ones that are written either by myself or written with other members of the band. The other ones are just local artists, who it was easier from that point of view for them to just do a cover.
Okay, so are we talking a compilation album then? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah. So we've got the likes of Indian Vegas have done a track.
Yeah.
Blonde Louie have done a track. Graham LaRoche of the Ballstock fame, I suppose, and that's he's done a track. So yeah, we're just trying to bring all these different people together to just help it spread even further. It's all very well us doing a Christmas song. We've only got a limited amount of fans and a limited amount of reach, so at the end of the day the aim is to raise as much money as possible.
Yeah, and it casts the net wider, having all of these bands out there all, you know, sort of contributing to the same cause, like that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely.
Excellent.
Yeah,
I did actually see a picture of all of you guys, I think it's the actual cover, all sat around for a mock-up Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
That I saw. That's excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that must have been fun.
It was. It's good laugh to do it. Yeah, it's a bit weird organising to have Christmas dinner at the pub in the end of October, whatever it was, full with crackers and Christmas trees and all sorts. So I think the people that were having the 25th wedding anniversary in the next room probably thought it was a bit weird, but we had a good time anyway.
Have
you had your fill of turkey then for this year, or are you going to be going back for more 25th?
No. I'll be honest with you, I'm going to be probably sick of Christmas by the 25th. At the moment, I'm okay.
Yeah.
It's fine at the moment. But we've been rehearsing for Christmas songs since the first week of November. And we started recording a Christmas song in about September. So it's been Christmas for quite a long time.
Wow.
Now. But
okay.
It was the only way we were going to get it all ready and up onto iTunes and where it needs to be, you know, when we need it there, to be honest. So.
Now, we saw that you've got quite a lot on. You say you've got various things happening over the Christmas period that you're doing to push the album and to push this single launch as well. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, there's probably, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, maybe even 10 events that are going on throughout December. Starting off on the 1st of December, where we're playing with Electric Light Switch On, which will be, it's a really good opportunity we've been given to do that, to be fair. You know, luckily we've done some work with the Electric Town Centre manager before, so he was more than willing to invite us to do that, which, like I said, was a massive boost for us to be able to do that, and the reach that will hopefully get us.
Well, that's excellent. It'll have you playing to loads and loads of people who may have not have heard of you guys before.
Hopefully.
Excellent.
Yeah. So just as Santa rides into town, that's the plan anyway. It's Christmas time, we'll be played live, so... That should be a good one. And then, yeah, it just goes on from strength to strength, really, from there. Doing St Albans, Biggleswade, Lectureth Arts Centre, and then even a charity football match. It's going nuts.
Oh, excellent. Really. So people are getting behind what you're doing.
Definitely.
Supporting. Oh, excellent.
Definitely.
Where's the charity football match?
It's up the arena in Bulldog.
Oh, excellent.
Arts Arena. So, again, like, they've done us a great deal there. I know the guy quite well again, so it's... You know, everything has helped. Everyone that I've asked to get involved really has, you know, kind of said, yeah, why not? I can do that. But I think that's partly because we've done quite a good job with the events that we have done as the Motown band of being like fairly professional and just getting on with it and doing it well. So I think that's like the last 2 years of us just going around being decent has helped us being able to do what we're doing this year really, which you know, which will help.
Wonderful.
Given that the cause is obviously that something MS is something that's close to your heart, the tone of the actual, you know, the music and the lyrical content as well, does that reflect that, or have you taken a different approach to the actual, you know, tone of the song in terms of is it a funny song, is it a sort of sincere and heartfelt song, or
It's not really linked in any way.
Okay.
It's just Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not really linked with the MS or anything.
Not sure.
From that side.
Yeah.
Because the song was already written before we were going to take this on necessarily. So it wasn't like I decided to do it and then write the song around that. So I mean, it's just a happy, jolly Christmas song.
Yeah,
but it's serious as well. I mean, like, it's as much as a Christmas song. Can be serious, if you know what I mean. It is, like, it's a real something we took a lot of time over and really put a lot of thought into with the arrangement of the song and the recording of it and just all the work that's gone into it. You know, it's a real serious thing that we've done. So
wonderful. And now I guess you can start to see some of the fruits of all of that labour in the run up to Christmas.
Hopefully, yeah.
But the actual single itself that you're releasing, where's that available? I think you're putting it on iTunes and all sorts of things. So where can people get hold of this song?
Yeah, all the usual sort of spots, really. So it'll be on Amazon, Play.com, iTunes, like you say, HMV Digital, Spotify at some point. So, yeah, I mean, it should just be available as readily as any song that comes out, really. So... a search for Mr. Speaker, It's Christmas Time, should hopefully get you there, or via the Facebook, and there'll be, obviously, it's going to be links all through the month.
And of course we'll help you out and stick up a link on our rogue sites and that kind of thing as well.
People will be able to
track it down.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah, no problem.
So there's, because there's several events, like you say, we've got, you're turning on, there's one of the events is turning on the lights, isn't it, in... Where was that? In Baldock?
That's in Letchworth.
In Letchworth, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I noticed earlier, you know, you've got like a slew of a few different events all kind of in support of the cause. So what are the details for those? What have you actually got going on? Because we've got an open mic somewhere.
It's a hell of a lot. So I didn't know how much to go in with all the details and everything. But I mean, I think the key bits really are we're playing at the Lounge in Biggleswade on the Thursday the 6th of December. That'll be a £5 ticket for that, which all goes to MS. And then the following night we're at Lecture Arts Centre, which again is £5 ticket for that. Again, all to MS, obviously. They're very kindly actually sending people to help us out at the events, the MS Trust, so they'll have people there with a bit of information about MS.
Oh, wonderful.
Just giving us a hand, really, which is, it's good to get something back from that as well. I mean, that's the thing with the society last year, was they were really helpful as much as they could be, but they're so big almost that they sort of couldn't quite help a smaller organisation like us. But the MS Trust being based in Letchworth actually is really helpful to, you know, they can come and get involved with us on a sort of day to day sort of basis, which is quite handy. But I think the main event, which I probably haven't really mentioned yet, is on the 22nd of December at the Orange Tree in Baldock, which is sort of Mr. Speaker's home, I suppose. It has been over the last year or so.
I sort of knew you as being the band in residence at the Orange Tree.
We kind of have been, yeah, yeah. Luckily, Rob makes us pretty welcome up there, and we have some really good nights up there. But he lets us come in and sort of do what we like, which is handy.
Lovely.
You know, so that's the main night. We're even taking on the Muppet Christmas Carol. So we're actually trying to do the Muppet Christmas Carol live at the Orange Tree on the 22nd Excellent. Of December.
Oh,
so
wow.
I mean, it's ridiculous enough that we're doing this whole thing anyway, but just to put another level on it. So, yeah, so we've been
totally
casting
won me
it
over because I love that song.
I think in costumes as well.
to a point, yeah. We've started to get a few cast members together.
Cool.
It's one of these things where me and Simon, the bass player, will sit and come up with an idea like this, and we think, oh, that's a bit ridiculous, isn't it? And I'll go, yeah, but it's doable, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And then before we know where we are, we've got a script, and you know, we've got people casted, and oh, we'll get this person to narrate it, we'll get the costumes done by the, you know, and then suddenly it's happening, but it's happening properly, you know, like just like we were just going to play the songs. No. We're going to get actual people to do the acting and tell the story.
Well, I've got to get myself along to that.
Yeah,
I've got to go to that. That
Being
sounds
it.
Wonderful.
We're looking for a Tiny Tim.
Yeah, I'll be Tiny Tim. I'll go for that. Excellent. Oh man, I'll give my best sort of sullen look and just a lone crutch by the fire.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, we'll talk about that one at some point, but I'm actually really up for that. Yeah, but you say about doing sort of Motown covers and that kind of thing, which is a sound that, well, I at least think is kind of lacking from around here. And I mean, I actually caught your set at the very end of Ballstock in the Orange Tree, and it was wonderful. It was really nice to see people, as you say, your age, giving it that kind of music and sort of almost giving that a breath of fresh air in a way.
Yeah.
Because I love that kind of sound.
Well, when you've got a heavy metal guitarist playing for your Motown band, it's always going to have a bit more energy than perhaps it would normally. I mean, and you know, you know Will, don't you? So you know what it's like, and he gives it that, you know, he really goes for it. But I mean, we all do. It's not just Will, but I think it's just pure fun when we do it. There's no, we're not worried about it. We're not tense about it. We're not trying to get somewhere. You know, we're not trying to get famous being a Motown band. It's, are we going to have a good night tonight? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we, you know, is us having a good night going to mean everyone else having a good night? Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you'd like to think so.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it sort of takes the pressure off in that sort of
just
respect.
Being in the moment with the music and doing it for that reason.
Yeah, there's no stress or who's watching, who's going to see us, who's, you know, where we're going to get our demo off to. None of that. It's not part of the equation. Yeah. And I think to some degree that's where we've taken it with the Christmas stuff. It's also a big part of that. It's an original song, but there's no stresses and strains about it. It's just about what money can be raised, and then once Christmas is gone, we move on to the next thing.
I wonder if the next thing, are you going to release an Easter song, a summer song, like a summer beach tune?
It's funny you say this, because one of our guys, Simon Brace, is actually running the London Marathon, and he's doing that for Men Cap. So we're looking at the moment, we're just having to think about what we're going to do sort of over the first few months of the new year. one idea that's come to mind is to do like a James Bond night.
Oh, wow.
With all the James Bond music, which then makes us think we need to write an original James Bond theme to something, I don't know, to one of the books that's not been done, or I don't know, something like that. So that's one of the ideas, that we're going to do another compilation CD early next year, James Bond music and our original James Bond theme, and why not?
That's excellent. So, I'd love to hear that.
Well, yeah, I'm not quite sure it's going to... don't know where that's going to go with that, but that's the plan anyway.
But there'll be something else coming out of it, and you're keeping it fun and exploring other ideas and doing different things.
Yeah
I think that's really cool, sort of being a bit more than a band and actually being a good cause and a good laugh,
hopefully.
Excellent. Well, yeah, thank you for coming and talking to us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, sir.
Yeah, no worries. Is there anything else that you'd like to particularly say to the listeners?
Just really that hopefully people listen to the song, like it, which is the main thing. Hopefully they can come and buy the CD, at either the events, buy the compilation CD at the events, which are all listed on our Facebook, which would just be Mr. Speaker, if you search for that, or facebook.com/Mr. Speaker Live. Everything is on there, all the links, all the events, all the contact details. And of course the single is available as a digital download on iTunes and Amazon and etc, etc. So hopefully we can invite you to buy it and share it on, and we can raise, you know, as much money as we can for the MS Trust this Christmas, basically. So thanks a lot.
Wonderful. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You're listening to roguemusic.co.uk.
Christmas time. Speaker boys, bringing the banner high.